Greetings, welcome, and felicitations from the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor. Now let's see what's in the issue for the week of August 9th, 2010. This issue looks at chemical sites, starting with a cover story examining several initiatives in Germany aimed to boost innovation and create the conditions to stimulate further growth. Other articles include a look at megaclusters. Europe's future competitiveness in chemicals will require strong innovation and improved logistics, and cluster development is expected to play a major role. Then I contributed an article taking a look at how Bayer Material Science has integrated operations at three of its major facilities, streamlining the sites and improving their operations. I interviewed Bayer Material Science head of industrial operations, Tony Van Osler, and he said, although historically these sites have been quite independent, there was a repetition of effort. We identified a number of potential synergies if we made a better combination and made one site management out of that. End quote. In this issue, there are also articles about catalytic olefins, sliding bleach sales in the U.S., Asian paraxylene oversupply, and I contributed another article taking a look at the PVC market. It seems inexpensive natural gas prices in the U.S. are keeping PVC feedstock, ethylene, at low cost. So in the U.S., prices are steady. But everywhere else, strong demand and market tightness, brought on, in some cases, by force majeure, have increased PVC prices. For all this and more, pick up the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. Thanks for listening, and good night.